Hi there, it's Simon Reynolds from the Fortune Institute. And periodically, what we're going to do is talk about important business books that can help you advance further in your career. And today I want to talk about an unusual book in the business genre. In fact, it isn't arguably in the business genre at all. It's called The Champion's Mind by Jim Aframo. And Jim Aframo is a sports psychologist. And why would I even bring up a sports psychology book for business? And the reason is that at the Fortune Institute, I think we lead the world in looking at a lot of advanced mental tactics and strategies that elite athletes use in order to achieve a lot. And we try and apply those principles to business and entrepreneurship. And we very often find that this very same techniques that help the world's greatest athletes perform better can help entrepreneurs perform better. And so we're always studying the leading areas, the leading coaches in sports psychology and applying it to business. So with The Champion's Mind, I guess the most important summary of this book is that Jim prepares a mental game scorecard. So if you want to lead in the mental game of business or in sport or in life, then you need to follow a scorecard and you need to map yourself according to Jim Aframo on this scorecard every day. So what I thought I'd do is go through the different elements of the mental scorecard that Jim suggests that you map yourself on every day. The first is goal setting. And his key point here is not so much, oh, this is what I'm going to achieve in a year, but rather, what am I doing? What are my goals every day to get closer to that 1 year goal? So very much a short-term mindset with actual practices that someone has to do in order to be excellent, let's say, as an entrepreneur. After goal setting is mental imagery. And of course, we've read a lot about how much top sportsmen, Olympic teams are focusing on mental imagery, seeing themselves performing very, very well. Time and time again, the research shows that when you see yourself performing well, you perform much better. Next up is self-talk. Are you talking to yourself positively? Are you your own best coach? Or are you a nagging voice telling yourself that you're not good enough, that you're never going to make it into business? And why are you even in this field? And you've got to be very careful about the voices in your head. And at the Fortune Institute, we've got a whole lot of procedures for helping you make sure your internal chatter is supportive, so it's more likely to keep you persisting and more likely to make you perform with much greater commitment and enjoyment. Next up is confidence. What's your confidence level? Very, very important area in business. People who present with confidence close more deals. People who act with confidence get more done. So in my opinion, it's as relevant for business people as athletes, the power of confidence. Next up in Jim Aframo's scorecard for mental performance is focused. Focus. How focused are you? In two ways, I would argue. The first is, how focused are you about what you need to do to build your business? And second of all, how focused are you each day? Are you constantly being interrupted? Are you constantly going on the internet or handling emails or accepting people coming into your room and asking you questions, your staff and team members? What's your focus like in those two areas? Next up is an interesting one, breath control. And you can imagine it's very, very important for athletes who are under high pressure not to lose control of their breath and get nervous. And it's a very interesting area that breath control is highly correlated to your mood. So when you change your breathing, you change your mood. If you breathe like you're relaxed and confident, you'll be relaxed and confident. Very interesting area to research. At the Fortune Institute, we look at that. Next up is mental toughness. Now, Jim defines mental toughness in an excellent way, in my opinion. And he says, mental toughness is, I do what is hard and I stay positive under adversity. I do what is hard and I stay positive under adversity. That's beautiful, isn't it? Shine a light on your own mental toughness. How mentally tough are you at work? Do you do the hard stuff? And do you remain positive when things aren't going well? A really interesting concept to think more about. Next up on Jim's mental scorecard in his book, The Champion's Mind, is anxiety management. Now, the key distinction here is not that you don't have fears, but as Jim says, your butterflies fly in formation. You do have butterflies, but you've got them handled and they're flying in formation. Next up is enjoyment. Very important area, and it's interesting, isn't it? You know, you can do so many business courses, but very few will talk about the importance of enjoying your work. Now, in the athletic world, they understand that enjoying training and enjoying competition is a tremendous skill to be able to master. And I would say the same is true in business. And very few people attempt to map themselves or score themselves on their enjoyment level. But it's vitally important for two reasons. The first is A, if you enjoy yourself more, you have a happier life. And B, when you are enjoying your work, often that's a big attractor to clients and you get more business. And for staff too, they want to be around you. Next up is body language. The importance of moving like a champion. That's a big subject just by itself, but that's on Jim's scorecard. And the last two are intensity. What's your ideal level of intensity? Very interesting area. Have you ever mapped yourself out of 10 as to what the correct level, the perfect level of intensity is for you? Maybe it's 8, maybe it's 6. You know, you don't get too stressed, you remain calm. But mapping your intensity level is very, very interesting. And finally, personal affirmations. What are your positive, powerful statements that you're saying to yourself that have been pre-memorized and you're doing all the way through the day to keep yourself in a peak state? So that is a very large mental scorecard, and perhaps you don't want to do all those things. You might want to take the top 5 of those and then apply them in your business life and say, okay, this is where I'm weakest at, or this is where my greatest opportunity is. I'm going to create a mental scorecard each and every day for my business performance. So The Champion's Mind by Jim Aframo, very good book, lots of short chapters that can be very, very helpful. Is certainly a book that we recommend at the Fortune Institute. And if you don't have time to read it, take control of some of those processes and apply them to your business life today.